This is Ken Barron from the NABWMT. Well, my husband has recently been on a teacher strike. He's a teacher at a very large public school, and as you probably know, public schools nowadays are not given that much money. And he's in a district that's probably one of the lowest per pupil spending districts. Well, he braved the rain for about 6 days, and of course the loss of income that went with it, and he wanted to gain the improvements in the lives of children. And for example, lots of these children don't have a full-time nurse, counselors, the class size is large. So he's a member of the teachers' union, and I'm reminded of the rights that you and I have based on the actions of unions over many years. I dug up these to remind myself from an article in the Daily Kos. Here we go. First of all, do you enjoy Saturday and Sunday? Well, most of you take the weekends off. That's a right won by unions a long time ago. Likewise, if you get paid vacation, if you get sick leave, and if you're fortunate enough to be earning the minimum wage, this whole idea of vacation, sickness, and wage security was won by the unions. And the big so-called entitlement program, some right-wing folks say, the Social Security, was one based on the events that occurred with the unions. And let's not forget, the Civil Rights Act and Title 9 and Title 7, these are all components of discrimination in employment, racial discrimination, voter discrimination. The 8-hour work week and the 40-hour work week and overtime pay, once again, a right won by certain unions which propagated throughout the nation. Workers' compensation, unemployment insurance, some of the other factors that unions have worked on throughout the years. In the past, they've won pension and employer health care insurance, although pensions nowadays are typically metered out in terms of a risky 401k, 403b, 457, etc. States have unemployment insurance, and that's a union-gained right, and that's because of the collective bargaining that's occurred over the years. It's diminishing now, unfortunately, but looks like some of the unions are having a rebirth, and fortunately this translates to you and I, if we're not in a union, to a better health, better life, and more opportunity. If we have a job, then wrongful termination laws and age discrimination, which came in 1967, those are another great advantage of the hard work done by union. Whistleblower protection laws and sexual harassment laws, again, another example. Now, the big one is the right to strike, and that has been very much endorsed by public opinion and by unions over the years, but that's been weakened recently. Hopefully, things will change with that. And then finally, public education for children. So when you hear of states that have enacted rights to work laws that restrict labor unions, stop and consider these rights that union fought for, and then support them and everyone else that's at the margins that needs these things.